Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah. What's going on?
It's Friday. Yay. Is it Fajita Friday or what?
No, I wish it was.
Me too.
Okay.
But we may have some beef between Blossom and Doogie Howser.
Yes, we'll explain.
What? You ain't gonna believe how Ellen Pompeo went off on a big star.
Plus, what actor is clapping back about his physique? We'll tell you all about that. But first, what you got, Sherry?
All right, HK, can you imagine meeting your idol at 18? Well, it almost happened for Olympic gold medalist Suni Lee. But on yesterday's Ellen show, the 18-year-old explained what went wrong. Check it out.
I met Hailey Bieber. Oh my gosh, I love her. I talked to her. I was like, hi, I'm Suni. And I was like shaking. I was like, hi, I'm Suni. And then I was just telling her about how I was dancing to Justin Bieber's Stay for my first Dancing with the Stars dance. And she's like, you should tell him. And I'm like, okay. And then when I got the chance to see him, I got too scared. I was like, I'm not doing it.
Okay, this is so funny.
Oh my God.
That's
sweet.
Now, Heidi, she might have a crush on him. So would it be weird to meet her crush with his wife standing right there? Like, you can't really.
I mean, I'm sure. Yes, I think it would be weird, but I'm sure Hailey Bieber is used to young women screaming around her husband all the time.
You know,
I'm sure she's used to that. But this would have been me, too, because sometimes when you really like somebody,
you don't care.
For me, I can talk to anybody, but I'm just like, I don't want to mess something up. I don't want to say something stupid, so I'll just not say anything at all.
Chances are, knowing you,
I would have said something stupid.
But you know what? But yeah. Heidi, honey, a lot of people forgot Gabrielle Union met Dwayne Wade, honey. That was her idol when he was with his wife. So there you have it.
Ooh.
Okay,
Messy Gary. Brett, what would have happened if at 18 you would have met Michael Jackson? You probably would have went crazy, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I would have jumped all over that man. I'd have tried to take his coat, some of his hair, his glove, and his socks.
You would have robbed Michael Jackson.
Yes, honey.
Brett's the real smooth criminal.
I'd always said, if I meet George Clooney, I'm going to do a little twerk.
Yes.
And then he came on the red carpet for the Oscars. And then I saw his girlfriend, and she looked at me like, bitch, I wish you would.
Okay.
It didn't work out.
So she didn't.
No, I didn't twerk. I did not twerk on George Clooney.
Thank God, Sherry. Saved his life.
Okay, moving on. Don't you hate when you don't get props on your thirst traps, y'all? Don't you hate it?
I know.
You don't? Okay.
Because we don't do thirst traps.
I don't know.
All right, Stephen Amell dropped a shirtless pic the other day, and it didn't really go as planned. Some fans said he didn't have the same body as he did when he did the show Arrow. Well, check his clap back out, y'all. And I quote, public service announcement, I'm 6'1" tall and 208 pounds. I'm in tremendous shape and I'm strong as and if that isn't good enough, send me your address and I will show up to steal your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
The show Arrow would be so much cooler if he talked like that on the show.
Mr. Steal your man or your woman. All right.
But he said what he's supposed to say, bitch. That's how a queen read, honey. He read for Phil, baby, and I love it, honey.
Yes,
that's how a queen read, bitch. Let him have it, honey. I'll take your man or your woman, honey.
No. Ooh. He sure did.
That's a great picture. You can see his arrow.
That arrow goes both ways.
Yeah. I think
so. He should have kept going, I'm going to take your dog. I'm going to take your cat.
Yeah, I'm taking the dog. I'm taking your video games. I'm taking everything.
Lord, that's a lot.
All right, are you guys ready to sip a little vintage tea? This one's been steeping for a while. So Maya Bialik and Neil Patrick Harris have been friends for a long time. She was, of course, TV's Blossom. He was Doogie Howser. Well, Maya told James Corden about seeing Neil in the musical Rent back in the day, and it didn't go well. Take a look.
I mean, this is a long time ago. I was a teenager. And it wasn't my thing.
Sure.
But when your friend is in the play.
Yeah.
And then everybody's clapping at the end. And you say to your boyfriend next to you, I don't want to stand for this. And then you look up and Neil Patrick Harris is looking right at you. It's a bad day.
Oh.
And I'm like, Neil,
does it go?
Awkward, awkward, yeah. Awkward. So, in case you were worried, Neil Patrick Harris did tweet. He said, Mayim Bialik and I have been friends for over 30 years. Her aversion to musical theater isn't going to change that.
Well, Heidi, you don't like musicals either. Have you ever been to one where you felt like standing up and clapping and applauding?
Like West Side Story or Grease or something like that? You're not having
it? I like
it?
Grease.
Okay.
I like Grease.
As long as it's cooking chicken.
Hey, man, Grease is the word.
Oh, God, you stupid.
Well, it looks like Ellen Pompeo went all Pompeo on Denzel Washington.
What does that mean?
Oh, Lord, what?
Let me explain.
What?
Ellen shared on her podcast when Denzel came to direct an episode of Grey's Anatomy. And they got into a really bad, I guess, screaming match while filming one of the scenes.
Wow.
Listen to this.
Oh, God.
I was like, look at me. When you apologize, look at me. And that wasn't in the dialogue. And Denzel went ham on my ass. He was like, I'm the director. Don't you tell him what to do. And I was like, listen, this is my show. This is my set. Who are you telling? Like, you barely know where the bathroom is.
Ooh. All right, Sherry, out of all people to get into a beef with, did you expect Denzel?
No.
Okay, first of all, Frank, she says, this is what she says to Denzel. Look here, you're on my set.
Oh, my God.
I would never think to say that to Denzel Washington.
No.
What?
That's
like, I can understand that she was saying that to Samuel L. Jackson, but never Denzel Washington.
Shonda Rhimes' show.
Samuel
now
L.
It's her show.
HK. She must have thought she was talking to Samuel.
Heidi, have you and Frank ever gotten in a heated battle before filming Dish and we didn't know about it?
Are you kidding? Like, he knows not to mess.
Yeah. I don't want to sit on me.
Oh, damn, Frank.
Oh, Frank.
Well, if you're a fan of the Scream franchise, this might get you a little bit excited over there. Now, Airbnb has announced that users can book overnight stays in the original house from the 1996 film in honor of the movie's 25th anniversary.
Nice.
That a Northern California estate can be booked for up to four people just $5 a night over Halloween weekend.
No, sir.
Okay,
no.
But wait a minute. There's some added bonuses. You also get Sheriff Dewey Riley, also known as David Arquette. He'll be your virtual host.
What?
No, sir.
This is dope as hell. Who's down to do this, Sherry? Nope. What if Trevor Noah invited you on a date? No?
All the nopes.
Come on.
You know why, Chewy? Because when you go in that house, you got all them demons in there from that movie. I'm not going in a house and standing there and all of them
demons. What are you talking about? It's just like two dudes in a mask.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The only way to get Heidi into a haunted house, it was a haunted house of pancakes. Heidi would be
all
there.
All right, y'all. Well, I just got word, honey, that my darling niece, honey, Portia, is returning her peach, y'all, and will be leaving the Real Housewives of Atlanta after 10 glorious years of being on the show.
Wow.
So it wasn't just us, y'all, that she was tired of. But anyway, y'all, we want to wish her the best of luck on her future endeavors. Portia, we love you, dear.
Yes, Portia.
Yes, we do. Congratulations, girl.
Love you, girl.
We love you.
At first,
you.
I thought it was just us.
We love you, Portia.
I need a sugar mama.
Like, she's stepping out of her comfort zone. She's getting married. We don't, you know, there's blessings to come. And I think that, you know, you need to take a break.
And she tired of all that damn drama. She tired
and
of
all that drama.
Yeah. Yes.
She's outgrown She's moved on. Yes.
So with
and
all
that's
that being
important.
Said, is Brad going to quit when she get married?
Oh, no. Brad.
Quit? Well, I ain't no housewives, bitch.
You on Dish? You on Dish?
No, this show is not full of drama like that. We love each other. I ain't quitting.
Right.
I'm getting my bags, honey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up next seems Gabrielle Union loves to yell, "Bring it on to the strippers." What? We will explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, it seems that Gabrielle Union loves to make it rain in the strip club.
My favorite story.
She was promoting her new memoir called You Got Anything Stronger, and I just finished it a few days ago. It's absolutely amazing. She's an amazing writer and storyteller, and in the book, she does talk about this, and she admitted that she loves to watch the most exotic of dancers, and She drops some cash at those strip clubs. Listen to this.
Oh, my business manager's like, I don't know, probably $10,000, $20,000?
$10,000 or $20,000.
Yeah, you don't really think about it because the booze. And you just want to make sure all the ladies go home with a little something.
Well, hey, wait a minute, guys. Hey, Heidi, Frank, sorry I had to crash the L.A. party, but I heard the story. I heard about Gabby. I heard about some strippers. This is my field of expertise.
We have head cracks attention.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Now.
You just gonna slide in here, HK? I just
never turn my camera off.
Can anybody beat that? Can anybody beat dropping 10 grand at a strip club?
I went to the Blue Flame in Atlanta, and the manager gave me $400 when she gave me some strippers, and I was sitting there, and the one girl bent over and she was twerking in front of me, and I was like making it rain, and she goes, "My mama love you on The View." It was like, no, stop it.
Yo, like I used to go to strip clubs, and like my last time I went, I think I spent $500, and the crazy part, the girl that was giving me a dance, she was like, "Oh my God, this is crazy. You came and spoke to us at our school." And I was thinking in the back of my mind, oh my God, apparently I didn't speak long enough.
Well, Gabrielle isn't the only one with a memoir. I'm talking about Steven Van Zandt. He took a stroll down old E Street memory lane. So what's in his memoir? It's called Unrequited Infatuations. And the rocker admitted during the late 70s, he was addicted to threesomes.
Addicted.
Oh, he couldn't get enough of it. Here's what he said about his addiction. He says, "It was a real sexually liberated time. It was just wild, wild time, and women were truly, truly liberated there for a minute. I mean, it was really wonderful time to be alive, so, you know, menage a trois were not unusual."
Okay.
I'm addicted to wanting threesomes.
But all the menage a trois came to an end once he met his wife, Maureen. Yeah, wives ruin menage a trois.
It ruined everything.
It's the women in a threesome that are doing all the work. Because the man don't do nothing. He just lay there and he just look and want to look at you doing it to her and her doing it. Then he don't be doing nothing. You're
not
so much
exactly.
Work.
Like, there's so many different ways it could play out.
What, HK?
Well, it could be you and another woman trying to please another woman, though.
Oh, yeah. I like the way you think.
Raise your hand if you've been in a threesome.
They kind of got jumped in the line. It was foursome.
Did Chewy raise his hand? I know he did.
I am. I mean, it was fun. It was a good time. But after a minute, they forgot about my ass. I was kind of sitting there at the corner of the bed with a Hot Pocket. I was just like, all right, well, you guys have at it.
Everybody was eating a Hot Pocket that day.
Hey, Hot Pocket!
Well, up next, Missy Elliott dishes the tea on the Late Aaliyah's 4-page letter right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, it looks like Missy Elliott is shedding some light on the late, great, the beautiful Aaliyah's 4-page letter song intro.
Yo, turn my music up some more.
Yes. Well, let me tell y'all, Missy spilled a 411 behind that intro, y'all. She said, fun fact, when I was in the booth singing this, my engineer had the music too low, so I was telling him to turn it up. But Aaliyah thought I meant to do it, so she sang it like
that.
So she sang it like I did on the demo, but it was a mistake. But she loved it, so we kept it like that.
Whoa. Every time she said turn it up, I blew my speakers out, Brett. Every time she said turn it up, I would turn it up, y'all.
Yeah, it was dope. Yes.
But she did it so sexy when she did it. Turn the music up. I love that Missy let us know that.
And if Missy writes a song for you, you should do it just like that because it's going to be a hit. So Aaliyah was probably like, okay. She said, turn it up a little more, up a little more. That was cute.
Are there any songs that you guys listen to in the car at home on maximum volume? Gary, maybe some Diana Ross. I don't know. Maybe Brett, your own music. What do you listen to?
I turn Ms. Ross up loud enough because you know what? As you get older, now I know the words to the song, so I have to turn it up just loud enough so I could hear and quote the words, honey. So, yes, honey, I'm definitely up there when it comes to volume.
Words mean a lot to you, huh, Gary?
Mean a lot to me, Sherry. You know, they say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words that never hurt me, they do. So, yes, honey, words mean a lot.
Oh, God. All right, y'all. Well, talk about going blank. A Danish artist was given $84,000 by a museum in Denmark to create a modern art piece, but instead, the artist, Jens Honning, gave the museum two blank canvases and said they were titled, Take the Money and Run. Okay.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
That is so good.
This is the best thing ever. Yo, the art is in the eye of the beholder, right? He thinks it's art.
Now, that was art, Sherry. It was art.
It's art,
baby.
Art
is in the eye of the beholder, and I think it's beautiful art. When you look at it, you can put whatever you want on that canvas. Think about it.
$84,000, I want my money back. You know damn well you done went to Michael's Arts and Crafts, bought that damn canvas, and gonna give it to me. I gave you $84,000.
Sherry, if me and you did this, we would be arrested, but I think he's gonna be all right.
I'll say this to Miss Sherry, honey. If this damn man can get paid $84,000, honey, for blank paper, honey, I wanna get paid from you, Chewy, and Brett, because y'all all steal my damn line. So can I get paid?
Wow. Wow.
Ladies, we know jewelry is a staple of any woman's wardrobe, and these 18-karat gold-plated hoop earrings are perfect with any outfit. Plus, they're made entirely by hand and given a high-polished finish.
Ooh, honey, these are so cute, honey. Now, I know the right person to give them to for a wedding gift.
I'm sure they will love them, Gary. And get this, you can wear these hoops all day and into the evening. You'll hardly know you have them on because they are so light, and you won't get that weighed down feeling with them on at all.
So how much are they, Brad?
Well, usually the Stella Valentino handmade medium hoop earrings in 18-karat gold plate have been seen as high as $169. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29. Oh, my God!
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out what role made Idina Menzel not feel so gleeful. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Tony Award winner and Frozen star Idina Menzel is taking a walk down memory lane and reflecting on her time on the hit show Glee. Now, she says she's grateful that she was on the show, but admits to not being very gleeful about playing this girl's mom because they're not that far apart in age. It is a little weird. She said, quote, Leah was 26, and I probably should have been playing her older sister, but I don't have a chip on my shoulder about that, because at the time, she was 39, playing the mother of a 26-year-old.
No, she's playing the mother of a girl in high school, because Leah Michelle was playing a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old.
Yeah, but still, you're really 26 in real life, so they're saying that I look old enough to be your mother.
If you look young enough to be my kid.
So you think she should just let it go?
Yes, let it go, let it go.
Let it go.
They're making you up different. They're making you up to look like a mother. When you know good and damn well, we basically the same age. When I did this movie, I played Aldous Hodge, who is in one of the new Marvel. He's one of the new, like, superheroes. And I played his mother. And then Taraji Henson turned around and did a movie with Aldous Hodge, and she played his lover. And I said, how did this happen? We're the same age, me and Taraji. How am I playing your mama? And she in bed with you tongue kissing. I was hot.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.